We made a roster move today. So Matt Bryant strained his quad yesterday. And then what we did is we brought in Shane Graham for a workout this morning. We signed Shane. And as we go through the week, guys, what we'll do is if Matt's available to play, then we will. If not, then we'll go with Shane. So Shane will practice with us today. So that's kind of the extent of the injury where we're at with Matt. We don't know the timetable or a distance for it to go down that road. But Shane will be available for us, and it was important for us to get him in today if he is going to go. So that was kind of the storyline of that. To make that move for Shane Graham, we waived Joplo Bartu. And that's, you know, kind of the transition that we had to take place. I wanted to make sure everybody, you know, filled in and knew exactly where we're coming from. Important day for us as we're getting into the third down emphasis for the game. Third down defense for them, one of the best. Third down offense for us, one of the best. So it'll be a good matchup going back and forth for Bridgewater and their offense and all the explosive players. Real challenge for us defensively. So one that, you know, we can't wait to get rolling on today, and awesome day out there for practice.
How did Matt get hurt?
He strained his quad kicking.
I mean, yesterday in practice, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you just talked about how close the games have been.
Right.
And stuff like that. So where do you feel if Graham's ready to, you know, what did you see from him in the workout that told you
he
could be a reliable guy?
Yeah, I think it was the whole, you know, the past, the experience, going through those spots. I think, Vaughn, it's a good question to say, how do you look for somebody who has to come in on short notice and be ready? And we certainly felt like Shane was one of the guys that would be able to do that. You know, can I be put in a situation where I have to come in at the last second and be trained and ready to go? And then today you want to see, you know, how fast, you know, in the flight of the ball and how, you know, live does a guy's leg come off. So those were the things we wanted to see today. And then we'll get to work at practice with him today. So
did you work out any other kickers?
We did. Yeah, we had one other kicker that we worked out. But Shane Graham was the one that we signed. Yeah, we worked out two kickers.
Okay. Was that other kicker?
We worked out Billy Cundiff.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was good. Good. Both the guys did a terrific job, to be honest with you, today, and both looked really good.
What about Devontae? Do you have an idea?
We're still going through the protocol. He'll not participate in practice today. Devontae won't. He's getting better, but we really have to trust the process that we go through to get him ready. But he, as he's going through it, we're not there yet. So it's a process to go through, and we're just going to kind of keep taking it day by day. He's improving as we're going, and as far as the readiness, that's where we're at to find out where we're at.
You say probably he's not going to go on Sunday?
I'm preparing that he won't, and then if he gets cleared, then we can go that way. But I think anytime you, in my experience, just, you know, in the short time anyway, going through the process, it's way easier to come back the other way. Okay, he's available, as opposed to, what do you mean he's not available? So I think that's how I, in my own mind, deal with the injuries when a guy is not available.
Is there a little bit more of a, you know, kind of treading lightly with the situation? You saw what happened in St. Louis with their guy, and I know it's a different circumstance, but concussions in general, you know how it's become a big topic.
It's a huge topic, an important one for sure. I have total trust in our medical staff and how they go about it and the process they go through with Marty and the doc. So on that one, Vaughn, I honestly leave it up to the guys who are totally trained in that way. And, you know, it seems way easier for me as opposed to get involved on anything in that. I have total trust and faith in them. Just like I do when a guy goes down, you know, for us to have another player come up, I think you've known for the short time we've been together, you know I'm not, you know, hesitant about putting a player in and playing them. So that's part of my guys, the guys who are here. I believe in them. I trust them. Let's go to work.
And Hankerson, is he going to be out?
We're going to take him through one more day today as we're going, but he's out for practice today. So he'll be out for practice. He'll be the only one to be out. And Devontae.
I'm sure sometimes the psyche.
Devontae and Hankerson will both be out of practice today. Excuse me. Out for practice.
I'm sure sometimes the psyche of a rookie can be a little fragile at times. And when you've got Tevin, who's, you know, had those two fumbles this year, how do you approach as a coach? You know, you're relying on this guy pretty heavily. How do you keep his confidence up?
I think, one, we challenge him because we know he can handle it. He's made up of the right stuff, guys. And I think that's really important to know about Tevin. He started, you know, this season as the one who was going to carry, you know, our first carry. So we have trust and belief in him. We also have trust and belief in Devontae and Ward and as we're going through it. So, I don't think in that way with him. I know what he's made of. I know how tough he is. So I'm not worried about, you know, the mental side of him. We have total belief in him and trust in him. So I think he knows that from the team. Would you like to have those plays over? You bet. But he's not going to back off. As won't we.